The following program is a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network. Timber!
It's time for SEC Pigskin Picks, live from Catfish County, featuring Coach Billy Jack Gruber, Shelley Sizemore, and me, Professor Thorndike Sinclair.
Coach, you're looking a little stiff.
Ain't nothing wrong with me, Professor. Mind your own business.
If I didn't know better, I would think you ran too many bleachers as your self-imposed punishment for us going 8-5 during week one.
I ran a few bleachers to hold myself accountable, Professor, but I am not stiff. I am not sore. I am not in constant, terrible pain. I do not have shin splints. I do not have tendonitis, and for the last time, my feet are not blistered.
I never said any of that.
You didn't?
How many bleachers did you run, Coach?
100 trips for every game we missed.
All right, let's see. The stadium has 80 rows of seats, so that's 8,000 steps up, 8,000 steps back down, multiplied by 5 games equals 80,000 steps.
And I am not having a terrible cramp right now in my leg. Talk about a game, Professor.
Let's talk about Florida at Miami. Despite the 24-6 victory over Toledo last Saturday, the Florida Gators' performance wasn't all that impressive on the offensive side of the ball. Of course, Matt Jones, the Gators' starting tailback, was sidelined due to injury. That left the spotlight on Mack Brown, who gained 112 yards on 25 carries and found the end zone twice. QB Jeff Driscoll was 17 of 22 for 153 yards with a touchdown toss. The rebuilding Gator defense will be charged with containing Miami Hurricane Duke Johnson, who torched Florida Atlantic last Saturday for 186 yards on 19 carries. That's a 9.8 yard average. Of course, Florida isn't Florida Atlantic. Plus, Jones should be back in the Gator lineup. Look for a dogfight for start to finish, because these guys, they don't like each other very much. Let's go with the home team, Coach. Miami wins in a shootout. When we come back, Coach will try to pick the rest of the games.
Hey, Slackers, this is Coach Billy Jack Hoover. My favorite play is the option, where my quarterback can hand the ball off or keep it. Well, you now have options for where you get your Beaver Dam and Catfish County High School Athletic Department t-shirts and tank tops. You can either go to BeaverDamUSA.com and shop in their secure store, or you can visit Lee's Used Books and Media, 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland, Tennessee. Either way, you're going to score every time. Welcome back to SEC Pigskin Picks. All right, Professor, I'm going to try to do better than last week. Arkansas will beat Samford. Auburn handles Arkansas State. Kentucky will get a rare win against Miami of Ohio. LSU will beat UAB. In the slacker game of the year, Ole Miss will beat SEMO. Reminds me of that little fishnet movie, Professor. In case you don't know, I didn't. SEMO is Southeast Missouri State. Mississippi State will trounce Alcorn State. Missouri will slip by Toledo. Tennessee will beat Wild Man Bobby Petrino's Western Kentucky squad. Texas A&M will beat Sam Houston State. Johnny Manziel, by the way, needs to run some bleachers himself. And finally, Vandy will beat Austin Peay.
Lee's Used Books and Media at 204 Grove Avenue in Cleveland is your headquarters to buy, sell, and trade used books, CDs, DVDs, video games, and gaming systems. As a leading provider of used books and media, Lee's takes pride in offering the best product at a low cost. That's Lee's Used Books and Media behind Save-A-Lot in Cleveland. Visit them Monday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Lee's Used Books and Media.
All right, Slackers. I've got Shelley Sizemore on the phone. She's on her way to Athens, Georgia for the Slobber Knocker Game of the Week, South Carolina versus Georgia on Saturday. What are you doing, Shelley?
Ratchet jawing with Helga.
Who's Helga?
She's the over-the-road trucker that I'm stuck in the ladies' room with. We're 10-7. That means out of service, Coach.
You're stuck in the ladies' room.
That's a big 10-4, good neighbor. Helga was in the hammer lane on the big road pulling a hot load to B-Town when she blew my doors off. We ended up in the same ladies' room in the same truck stop. Now the door's stuck. What are the odds of that?
What are the odds of you talking about South Carolina and Georgia, Shelley?
A 10-4. Well, Georgia is licking their wounds after Clemson broke their hearts last Saturday. Bulldog quarterback Aaron Murray racked up over 300 passing yards but couldn't find the end zone. Running back Todd Gurley ran for 154 yards, averaging 13 yards a touch. But the Bulldog defense was nowhere to be found. Meanwhile, South Carolina had no problem putting away North Carolina, but Connor Shaw could only muster 150 yards, going 11 for 20. On defense, Spurrier dialed in a pretty good game plan in week one, but this one is going to be all offense, and South Carolina just doesn't have the firepower to outscore the Bulldogs. Georgia takes a wild one between the hedges. Okay, Coach, I gotta go. Helga's about to go all Chuck Norris on this door. Helga! Dang, it flew right off the hinges and took out a whole display of CB radios. I'll catch you on the flip side, Coach. I gotta put the hammer down before the county mounties get here.
Thanks, Shelly. Well, that's all the time we have for this week's show. Visit BeaverDamUSA.com and follow me on Twitter at Coach Billy J. And follow Shelly at Shelly Sizemore. That's C-H-E-L-Y Sizemore. Now give me 20, slackers.
Helga, keep it between the lines. Keep the greasy side down. Don't get a fast driver award from a Kojak with a Kodak. This has been a presentation of the BeaverDamUSA.com network.